We're glad you could join us today for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. This program is dedicated to teach you how to put the Word of God to work so that it will make a positive difference in the everyday circumstances of your life. And now, here's Charles Capps.
As we believe, we therefore speak. Now, if you don't believe it, you won't speak it, unless you just simply decide to do it. There's things in the Bible that I read and I couldn't hardly believe it with my natural mind, but I started saying it and speaking it and proclaiming it, and then weeks and months later, I believed it. Because faith cometh by hearing. Oh yeah, there may be a storm between your new destination, but the Word says whatever you do will prosper. No weapon formed against you will prosper. There may be a debt you see no way in the world to get out of, but the Word says if you give, it'll be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. So there's your out. There's your way around this thing that looms before you as a mountain. So speak to it and say, you'll never hinder me anymore. I can laugh at the storm when I look at that radar scope. Uh-huh, I see where you are. I'm not going that way. I'm going this way. Well, we're talking about faith that talks, faith that speaks, faith that sees through the storm. Faith is never blind. Faith always sees the results on the other side. Now, I said to you about the radar in that airplane, it sends out an impulse, a signal, and it bounces off the precip in that storm. And that's where the most turbulent is where the precip is the heaviest in that storm. And it reflects back on that scope and shows you where the heavy part is. And then you deviate around. But you know the way that people talk. Now let me show you a parallel here. See, that radar is designed to lead you around the storm. They call it, the type that I have, they call it weather avoidance radar. In other words, it shows you where it is so you can avoid it, go around it. Now, God's Word is filled with impulses that will reflect to you. If you send them out, it'll reflect to you the storm areas that you don't want to get in. The way of the transgressor is hard. Does that reflect anything to you? Now, it's a lot easier to get the impulse back from that and say, I ought not rob a 7-Eleven store because I'm transgressing the Word of God. Now, it's a lot easier to do that and find out that I'll avoid that and go this way because the way of the transgressor is hard than to go rob a 7-Eleven and get put in jail and find out the way of the transgressor is hard. So you see, the impulse there comes back and reflects to you so you can avoid it, not go into it. He didn't reveal it. That radar doesn't reveal it so you can jump out there in the middle of it. God's Word reveals so you can avoid these things. Now David said, the entrance of the Word bringeth light. It is a lamp unto my feet, it is a light unto my path. That Word shows me where I am, and it shows me where I'm going. Now, when the Word says it, it proclaims it. That if you delight yourself in the Lord, He'll give you the desires of your heart. Now, somebody said, glory to God, I'll get everything I desire. Well, now, just wait a minute. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He'll give you the desires of your heart. Let me read you in Proverbs. Turn there to Proverbs, the 16th chapter. Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 9. A man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. Now, if you delight yourself in the Lord, you delight yourself in the Word. And if you delight yourself in the Word, then you're doing as God told Joshua, not letting it depart out of your mouth. You're saying what God said about you. Regardless of what storm comes, you see through the storm, see the end results, because it's here, the impulse of the Word of God shows you that whatever you do will prosper. Oh yeah, there may be a storm between your new destination, but the Word says whatever you do will prosper. No weapon formed against you will prosper. There may be a debt you see no way in the world to get out of, but the Word says if you give, it'll be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. So there's your out. There's your way around this thing that looms before you as a mountain. So speak to it and say, you'll never hinder me anymore. I can laugh at the storm when I look at that radar scope. Aha, I see where you are. I'm not going that way. I'm going this way. And yet, you know, you'd be up there in the clouds. You can't see a thing. I mean, it's like being in a bowl of milk. I mean, everything's white outside. Everything looks alike. And this blimp shows up on there and says, there's a cell out there, a storm cell, a hard cell, because it's flashing. When it's flashing, it's bad. You don't go near it. So you say, I see you. I won't go that way. I'll go this way. Lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
Amen.
Oh, yeah, the devil set the storm there to catch you. But thank God the Word gives you the impulse. Thank God I know where it is, now I'll miss it. Thank God for the Word. So you say, you'll not hinder me. I'm going to Houston anyhow. But I'm going this way, and I'm going this way, and I'm going that way. And I get to Houston, and I got very little rain on me. But there were storms out there. Yeah, there were giants in the land that God gave to the children of Israel. But you see, they wouldn't mix any faith with it. The Word was not a lamp unto their feet, and it was not a light unto their path. They began to proclaim what the devil said. Whoo, the giants are big, and they're going to make you like a grasshopper. See, they walked by sight, not by faith. The Bible said they wouldn't mix any faith with the Word of God. When you begin to say what God said, you are doing what God told Joshua to do. And God said, if you do that, then he said, thou shalt make thy way prosperous. Now, if you delight yourself in the Word and in the Lord, God will give you the desires that are in your heart. He'll put the desires that are of God in your heart. You won't desire to go this way because that's where the storm is. You'll desire to go this way and that way. Now listen to it. Let me read it to you again out of Proverbs. Verse 9, a man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. Yes, I've made a decision to go there. But the devil says, we'll put a blockade there, and we'll get him in the storm, and we'll do him in. But the Lord directs my steps. He gave me the desire, and he gave me the direction of steps to get there. When you get bullheaded and just thought, well, bless God, I'm going straight, you're going to get done in like the children of Israel did in the wilderness. Back up to the first verse there in Proverbs, the 16th chapter. The preparation of the heart and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. The preparation of the heart and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. In other words, God wants you to speak the things that he said to prepare your heart. Confession of the Word of God changes your heart. I mean, you can be sick, broke, and got all kinds of problems. But if you begin to say what God said about you, it'll be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. It'll lead you out of that situation. God will give you direction if you say what God said. But now let me show you what a lot of people are doing. And if you don't understand this, you're in a heap of trouble. Mark 11:23 says, whosoever shall say, believe. Here's the principle. Whosoever shall say, decree, believe, doubt not in his heart, believe what he's saying will come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Now he tells you how to do it on the positive side. Say to the mountain, you'll hinder me no longer. Say to the problem that's facing you, you'll not do me in, I will overcome you. I see the end results. I see light instead of darkness. And God will direct my steps how to get there. But most people are saying, well, dear God, we'll never get this debt paid. This mountain's getting bigger every day. It gets bigger, dear God. What they're doing, they're sending out an impulse that will lead them right into the eye of the storm. He shall have whatsoever he saith, if he believe and doubt not in his heart. The more he says it, the more he believes it. The more he believes it, the more he says it. The more he says it, the more he believes it. It is an attraction. It attracts him to the eye of the storm. Instead of being a light to his pathway, it is drawing to the center of the storm. Now, eye of a hurricane is a still place, but the center of a thunderstorm is not a good place to be, you can believe me. There's very few airplanes that'll ever fly through a thunderstorm and come out in one piece. There's probably none that'll fly through some of them and come out in one piece. But the direction that comes to your heart, if you delight yourself in the Lord, He'll put the desires in your heart that are of God, and you'll desire to go this way and that way and this way, and you'll miss the things that was sent of the devil to do you in. But if you're talking sickness, disease, and poverty, and saying all the things the devil said, and not dwelling on the Scriptures, the positiveness of God's Word, that I am with thee, I have delivered thee, I will uphold thee, there shall no flame kindle upon thee, the water shall not overflow thee. If you're not dwelling on those Scriptures, you're more than likely dwelling on the negative things of life, and you will be led into the storm. Because the very things you speak gets in your heart. And the more you believe it, the more you speak it. And then an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart. Not necessarily saying that he's evil and wicked. He just may be putting the wrong things. God calls anything evil that is contrary to His Word. Anything that's contrary to the Word of God, God calls evil. And when you speak those things, they get in your heart and they lead you. They direct you to the wrong direction. Can you see? God's Word will deliver you. The enemy's words will destroy you.
Thank you so much for joining us for the Concepts of Faith broadcast today. I trust you've been with us all this week. We've talked about faith that speaks. And if you haven't heard all the broadcasts, or even if you have heard it, you know about 10 people that need to hear this message, speaking the Word of Faith. That's our offer this week. CD offer number 7312. Three CDs, they're $22 plus $5 postage and handling, total of $27. In this series, we talk about the fact that the Apostle Paul makes the statement in Romans, the 10th chapter. He says, the Word is nigh you, or is close to you, is getting it in your mouth and speaking it into your heart. It's not enough to just know what the Word says. You need to speak what the Word says. You need to hear it with your own voice. It renews your mind. It causes faith to come. It's doing very little to change your situation in the first stages of it because it's causing faith to come. It has to be abundantly in your heart before you can change situations by speaking the word of faith. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. If you want to know what you're believing, just listen to yourself. Listen to what you're saying throughout the day. And if you're talking your problems, your troubles, and the situations of life, then you're digging the hole deeper because you're speaking words of doubt, fear, and unbelief, and they will produce exactly after their kind doubt, fear, and unbelief. But if you speak the word of faith, you speak what God said about you regardless of the circumstances that you're facing in life, it will renew your mind to the word of God, it will cause faith to come, it will keep the answer before you, and it'll condition the heart to receive the seed of God's Word. It'll set the law of faith in motion, and it'll put the angels to work for you because they hearken to the voice of God's Word. I tell you, I'm excited about it. I'd like to preach the whole thing now, but that's offer number 7312, three CDs for $22 plus $5 postage and handling for a total of $27. Our toll-free order line is 1-877-396-9400. Until Monday, this is Charles Capps reminding you the enemy is defeated, God is exalted, and yes, Jesus is coming soon.
To order the product offered today, call 1-877-396-9400 or write Charles Capps, P.O. Box 69, England, Arkansas, 72046. A complete list of CDs, books, and DVDs are available online at charlescapps.com. Through the website, you can listen to this radio program again and subscribe to our podcast. This broadcast is sponsored by Charles Capps Ministries and our listeners in this area.